and welcome in once again. This is the No Noise Podcast. My name is James Fletcher.
What's up, guys? It's your man Trevin over here coming at you. Interesting week.
It was.
Interesting week.
We were snowpocalypse.
A tale of two halves.
Snowpocalypse shut down the University of Alabama. But
I wasn't worried about that.
The ground was perfectly dry.
I'm never worried about the days that they say it's going to snow. I'm worried about the days after they say it's going
to
snow.
See, that's what I was talking to some people about is the fact that the university now, they're going to underreact next time there's any threat of snow, and then we're going to have to go to school when there's ice all over the ground.
Hold on.
Even though we got off on a day where it was, 45 degrees.
Where you're from? Tennessee, right?
I'm from Memphis.
You're from Memphis. Okay. So you weren't here the last time we actually had a true snowpocalypse.
Oh no, I mean we had a little bit of ice and snow.
But you guys were more prepared for it. That was nothing.
Yeah.
There's a reason why the university reacts the way it does.
Right.
Because I think it was 4 years ago, there was a true snowpocalypse. There was snow on the ground, like I think we had like an inch or two of snow, and there was ice all on like the roads. And it was at such a late point that people were just like, oh, it's not serious. There's no snow. There's not going to be no ice. That people were literally trapped places.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was trapped at my school for 2 days.
Ooh. Wow.
That's how bad it was. Like, there's a reason the university reacts the way it does. Mm-hmm. That's why, in recent years, they tend to overreact to it. That's why I stopped being worried about it. I start worrying about the days afterwards because they're kind of just sitting on their hands just like, oh, well, we called it off yesterday. Conditions kind of look the same the day afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I'm more worried about the day after that because they're focused on that one day in particular that they don't really care about the day after that. So that might be the more concerning day for me.
Right. Right. I get that, yeah. But let's get into some basketball.
Let's get into some basketball.
The SEC Big 12 Challenge.
But we took on
Baylor early in the morning.
No, we hit our mark. We got our three wins in the six-game stretch.
We did.
We got our three wins in the six-game stretch.
And we got one more. We can get to that 4-2.
Good job, baby.
This weekend. We'll talk about that a little later.
And Auburn hasn't been able to beat a team above 500 in the SEC all season. I'm feeling good, baby.
But before we get to those win or the win and the future game, let's get into this Baylor matchup on Saturday.
It's a good loss.
Played at Baylor. It was early in the morning.
It's fine.
It was, I heard the team did not get into Waco until 1 a.m., the day of the game.
Yeah, you can't expect them to win on that.
A rough travel schedule. I'm not sure why they weren't able to get into Waco.
Probably because of weather conditions or something like that.
It's a rough situation for the team. But there were some positives. You had, of course, Dante Hall with 11 points and with 3 blocks, 7 rebounds under his average in SEC play, but still a nice day. You had Tevin Mack shooting decently and getting inside to shoot. He had been shooting a lot of threes as of late. Kyra Lewis, his normal consistent, really, really consistent, just great player
he's definitely going to the NBA.
I think he definitely could.
I think that
this extra year that he's getting as a freshman is really helping his case next year.
Because he can't technically go this year because he's under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he's got a whole another year to build that resume and to prove why he should go in the draft. I think that's really a likely scenario the way he's been playing and if he can continue to progress. But really, the highlight for Alabama in this game was Riley Norris shooting 6 of 6 from the field,
we love
4 of 4 from three.
We love a good
He had
Riley
2
Norris.
Blocks, too, 16 points, and really led the Crimson Tide, although they fell ultimately by 5 points.
He is the ultimate team player for our team.
Mm-hmm.
He is the ultimate team player. He doesn't care how many shots he gets. He doesn't care about how many times he touches the ball. He's doing whatever it takes to win the game. If he has to out-rebound the other team, that's what he's going to do. If he has to steal the ball 5 times, that's what he's going to do. If he has to assist 17 times just to make sure everybody else gets shots because they're all triple-teaming Riley Norris that day and people are open, then that's what he's going to do. And if they need him to knock down shots, then by Garnet, he's going to try and do it. Riley Norris is the antithesis of – or the the perfect. He's the perfect player for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's the perfect player. I love Riley Norris.
Yeah, and I looked and really the concerning thing that I saw, of course, when I was not able to watch the game on my way to New Albany to watch.
I was watching the back end of it
to watch Trendon Watford and James Wiseman. But something on the box score that really concerned me and something we talked about previously on the show is Herb Jones. Fouled out in 15 minutes. He's had a lot of foul trouble in SEC play, just averaging, with the exception of the one game where he did not commit a foul, averaging 4 fouls a game through SEC play so far. It's concerning going forward, and obviously he's provided very little on the offensive end until the Mississippi State game. He picked it up. He was slashing harder. He was getting to the rim as fast as he could, and he really picked things up. But as far as this Baylor game went, it was concerning. And, of course, he's so good on the defensive end, but when he's committing fouls so frequently, it really makes it hard to keep him on the floor, and he's a guy you need out there for that momentum, especially when John Petty's not shooting well. Of course, he went 0 for 5 from 3 in that game as well. There were concerns in that game, yes, but I thought overall I think it's a loss that you'll take given the wins that you've gotten throughout this stretch. It's not going to set you back too far.
The only problem I had with this game was coming down the back stretch, and specifically between the 3-minute mark and the 2-minute mark between the 3-minute mark and the 1-minute mark, we just had terrible shot selection.
Mm-hmm.
We had terrible shot selection, and it showed because Baylor was able to get the ball, get on the rebound, and just push the floor when